And right now it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time on the Morning Munch. And joining us from our Lima studios, Pastor Nathan Branham from Grace Fellowship Church. Pastor, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing great.
It's good to have you back with us and good to have you sharing with us. So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laying on your heart this morning, Pastor.
All right. Thanks so much. Well, hey, most kids now are back in school, so I would assume that most would agree with me that the success or failure of a student depends on how well that they can hear the teacher and carry out the directions that they give. And I would say that that is no different than serving God and having a relationship with God. Our success or failure in that relationship is determined by how well we hear God and then do what he says, or really maybe first agree with what he says. And so this week we're talking about the different ways that God speaks to his people. And the first way yesterday we talked about was nature and creation. And we saw how grand our God is and how much precision he builds into his creation. And then we also talked about circumstances, that God is so powerful and that his providence is overall, that he can steer our lives in the ways that he desires. The Bible tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And so we really have to learn these different ways that God speaks so that we can get closer to God and we can sense that he's closer to us. And so I want to transition today. So we, again, nature and creation was the first voice. We notice God around us, but people have recognized that just looking at nature and creation doesn't have the power to bring us in completely to a relationship with God. So guys, I don't know about you, but I have never looked on the bottom of a rose petal and said, it didn't say created by Jesus Christ. There's no trademark on creation, right? So some have called that general revelation, and general revelation of the creation is not enough to bring us into that vital union with Jesus. So we need special revelation. And we find that the third way God speaks to us is through his word. And really, in order of importance, the word of God is the most important way that God speaks to us. And now I understand that some might question, well, Pastor Nathan, why didn't you talk about the Word of God yesterday? Well, oftentimes it is circumstances. I can look to my own life when I was 16 years old, and God spoke to me through the circumstances of a broken life that I needed him. And so some of our listeners may today, they might have just turned on the radio by circumstances or coincidence, but God is leading them through nature and circumstance. They're hearing his voice, if we could term it that way. But now we want to focus in on what I like to call the love letter. And so I think more than picturing God as a taskmaster, we need to see him as our Father, which art in heaven. And we ground and we found that relationship on what I like to call God's love letter. And that is the word of God. So if you're listening today and you say, you know what, I wish this whole relationship with God was easier. I wish God would just speak to me. Well, I'm here to just give you good news. Yes, Jesus loves you. That is the gospel. This is great practical news that God has spoken to you time and time again, and it's in between the pages of the supernatural, the number one best-selling book in all of creation and all of the cosmos, and that is the Holy Bible. Someone said, if you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. So if you're having a hard time hearing God and you wonder, what are all these people talking about? The primary way we hear our Father talk to us is through his love letter, the Bible. And one of my favorite verses, guys, is Romans 5:8. It says that God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. And someone also added on to that, if you want to hear God speak, read the Bible. But if you want to hear God speak out loud, read the Bible out loud. And so once we hear the word of God, what happens is that enlivens our conscience. And the book of Romans tells us that conscience is also that, to define conscience, in our heart and mind, we have what I like to call our knower. That is our way that we determine what is right and wrong. And the Holy Spirit, God's presence, it's within every person speaking to them, even before they come to know Jesus. Their conscience is tapping on their shoulder saying, this is right, this is wrong. And so that's why even before I came to know Christ, when I was stealing things, I was looking over my shoulder to see if someone was looking, because I knew it was wrong. And that's because God was speaking to me even before I acknowledged who he was. So I just want to encourage everyone today. God is speaking. The question is, are you listening?
That's a good word for us, Pastor. Yeah. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace once again. And God, it doesn't matter whether we are people in quote-unquote full-time ministry, doesn't matter if we're pastors, whatever titles we hold really mean nothing to you in so much as we need to know you. We all need to come before you humbly, and we do so today. And I'm thinking of those that really are desperate to hear you. I think of the person that is really struggling with their identity. I pray for the one that is really longing for acceptance. They're longing to be rid of the shame. They're longing to be rid of the guilt. Father, you can wash our inside. You can wash our heart. You can wash our mind. And that's what I pray for today, that you would wash the hearts and minds through your word. You said in John chapter 15 and verse 3, you're now clean through the word that I've spoken. And so, Father, I pray that you would wash us with your word internally, like we take a shower and wash up with soap. I pray that you take your word and apply it to each and every conscience, each and every heart today. We love you. We receive it now by faith. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Nathan Branham joining us from Grace Fellowship Church. And Pastor, tell us about Grace Fellowship.
Yeah, Grace Fellowship Church is, we're a non-denominational fellowship. Our main goal is just to be with God and to dwell in his presence. You know, when I came to know Jesus when I was 16, I went from using drugs to really getting turned on to the Most High, the greatest high, and that is the presence of God. And I think I've attempted to carry that into the ministry at Grace Fellowship Church. So we do that through preaching of the Word of God, through the practice of the prophetic, through evangelism, building community. And I'm just so proud of our people at Grace Fellowship Church. It's been such a privilege to serve with them.
And if folks want to find out more information about you guys, how can they do so?
Yeah, you can go online to gfclima.com. Pretty simple website, gfclima.com.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much. We really appreciate your work today.
Thanks, guys.